was a rolling stone. Roots as deep as dust, but these things change when you run out of life. Sometimes he calls to talk, mostly he just needs a runner. He's waiting for last call, and I'm getting tired. Oh, guts and grit, it's gonna be a good year. I'm gonna keep my hands cool, I'm gonna keep on trying. Oh, guts and grit, that 15-minute phone call, I could feel you smiling and I dried my eyes. When the phone rang, I almost didn't pick it up. He said my name and I knew. Even though he's on his way, he's still here today. So am I, and so am I. You gotta have guts and grit, that's what he said. Oh, guts and grit to swallow their eggs. You gotta have guts and grit to look him in the face and decide. Guts and grit, it's gonna be a good year. I'm gonna keep my hands cool, I'm gonna keep on trying. Oh, guts and grit, that 15-minute phone call, oh, oh. And I could hear you smiling, yeah. And baby, I dried my eyes.
That was Guts and Grit from the album McBain by C.C. Trubiak, a country singer-songwriter from Manitoba who was a top 10 finalist in CBC's Searchlight competition this year. I spoke with C.C. over Skype. C.C., thanks for joining me for Indie Beat.
Hi, thank you.
Tell me a little bit about your musical history. Have you been singing since you were a child, or did you come to it later in life?
Well, actually, yes. My mom would say that I was singing since I was a really small child. But I have to say, even though music has been like a real consistent part of my life, I haven't actually been doing it in the capacity I am now. I've only been doing that for about the past 5-6 years. And now it's actually quite a bigger, fuller part of my life than it's ever been. And so I've been enjoying all of the performances I've done and all of the recording and all of the opportunities I've been kind of in lately.
Can you think of one record in particular that was truly life-changing for you from the first time you heard it?
Oh, I love that question. Yeah, a record that really blew my mind was by Dolly Parton, and that would be an album she did called In My Tennessee Mountain Home. So that one, I loved it because I am just by nature a fan of country music and I love storytellers. And that album just as a concept was just basically about the simple things in life and home and memories. And I was really drawn to that. And I was quite inspired by not only the type of music, but the lyricism and the mood it gave you. So that was life-changing. I realized, wow, I can tell stories and maybe I can create these same things, you know? More personal.
You do write very heartfelt and evocative lyrics. Do you tend to approach your songwriting by starting with lyrics, or does the music inspire them?
It's sort of three different ways for me. Sometimes I can't get a melody out of my head and I just feel the need to feel it out on the guitar or explore that without even a story or a lyric in mind. But then there's other times I'm just writing in my journal, and like something I'm writing or a memory I'm having will go from being a like an entry, a thought, to something I can then work with as like a song. And then when I get stumped and I need to collaborate with a friend or two, I've got a lot of friends that write as well. And in fact, one of my really good friends, her name is Aileen Martella, and she and I co-wrote a good handful of the songs on my album, McBain. So sometimes the process involves another person. So I'm kind of all over the map. It's whatever mood I'm in or whatever I need to really get something out of me.
You released that album, McBain, a few months ago. Is there a theme to the songs in this collection?
It might not have started out that way. Basically, I moved back home to Flin Flon, Manitoba, after having lived in Ottawa for 12 years, and I'd done university there, and I even sort of began exploring music, live performances, and recording, even in my Ottawa days, where my first two albums were recorded. But when I moved home here 5 years ago, it was supposed to just be for a short year, but upon coming here, I had quite a life-changing thing. You know, my father was diagnosed with cancer, so I stayed. I ended up staying for these years. He's passed on now 2 years ago. But a lot of the songs that I wrote, most of the songs on the album, are all written in that period of time of moving home, back to where I grew up, back to where I sort of fled after I graduated high school, because I didn't think the small town was for me. But lo and behold, it was almost like a full circle, coming back home, reintegrating myself into the close family. Not that I had disappeared, but I was like someone who was coming home from the big city, you know, maybe once or twice a year if I was lucky. Now, all the stories and the memories I had and some of the things I faced over the past 5 to 6 years really needed to come out through song, because I believe it or not, I have a very hard time talking and expressing myself. And by writing all the songs on McBain, I was able to purge a lot, and it was such a wonderful creative process. And then to have all of my friends, you know, because the people that recorded on this album with me, these are basically the people that work 9 to 5 or shift work or weekends just like me, and they also happen to be incredibly talented. Or Aileen, who, again, we would write back and forth, and we would songwrite even so far from each other. It was really a collaborative, that's why I kind of call them all my tiny army band, because it's a small, but it's a really powerful, and it was really an essential part of my kind of processing a whole new chapter of my life, if that makes any sense. So it was really cool experience.
You were a top 10 national finalist in CBC's Searchlight competition this year for your song Raven from that collection. What was the inspiration for that song?
Ultimately, it comes down to that feeling of being alone in the world, which I think is a universal thing that, you know, even kids and adults, older people, we all kind of struggle with feeling connected, alone. So I bonded with a friend of mine. She really inspired me. She was a girl that I met here in Flin Flon. And we bonded over the raven, just talking about it and how, you know, in general, people associate the raven with as being like this harkener of doom. But my friend was she knew a lot about ravens, and she was able to kind of speak to how they are actually incredibly intelligent and loyal and so beautiful in so many ways that we just had this fantastic conversation. And I wrote a song from it, just about that feeling of being alone, but together with people. And that was also co-written by my friend Aileen. And again, that was just another sharing, collaborating, making the song sparkle and shine in what it became. Thank you.
when you see me, tell me, what do you see? Can you see my dark bird tucked up underneath? I love the sun as much as the storm, just like yours, this raven's heart beats warm. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm not hearkening the doom. Just like you, I'm waiting for the dawn. I'm waiting for a lonely night to be through. Just like you, I'm waiting to be long. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. So if you wanna fight, you better fight. Go out and hunt for the things that shine. Some birds, oh, they love to sing. But you and I are of the same wing. Oh, you and I are of the same wind. Show me your dark side. Show me your light. Show me your bright sky. Show me your sunrise. Show your sunrise,
sunrise. Show me.